sweetheart.
It is so nice to just be lying here. Landau. Couldn't quite catch a break at work, but you know. It's okay, because now I'm here with you, and this bed is probably the most comfortable thing I've ever slept on. I don't really want to get out of my clothes right now. I'm just so content to lie here. Tell you about my day, but just didn't really want to talk about it. Because right now, this is the highlight. This company isn't too bad either. Whenever I was a teenager, I really wasn't too confident, and I really wasn't sure what to do around girls. Yeah. I guess that I was really lucky that I found you, because whenever I first met you, I was really nervous. And I still remember how you looked the first time we met. And that cute little green t-shirt, just a simple pair of jeans. I swear you have another pound in your hand, just the first time that we met. We knew each other for a while, and then we knew each other for a good while before I actually managed to get the courage to ask you. And then we finally went out on our first date. I don't remember how awkward it was. I don't know, I guess I've never really told you all about this sort of stuff, but it's nice just being able to lie here with you and tell you. And so, I remember being really awkward around you, because I liked you so much. And you were just so cool and calm and collected on the surface. But we knew each other really well, because we had been talking pretty much every day ever since we kind of first met. It was a bit awkward at first to talk to you, but then you kind of brought me out of my shell a bit. And yeah. And so we talked every day, and then eventually whenever we went on this date, I was a little bit awkward at first, because it was such just a change in dynamic, I guess. But after the first few minutes, I settled down and I really, really enjoyed it, and I never had so much fun with anyone. And it never felt so natural. And it felt like I was just out with my best friend, who then got on the first date. and the first went into a second, and into a third, and into a fourth, and eventually we pissed everyone off because we were just, you know, we just used to not talk about anything else except for each other. Either when we were together or when we were apart and out with our own friends. So I guess that the reason that I'm telling you this is because whenever I was growing up and in that awkward phase, I never quite imagined that I'd be able to lie here with you, lie here with someone so awesomely perfect for me. You've helped me to build a life, I guess. Well, not even a guess, but you have. You know? We got our own place. And we have a house. It's more than just a house, really. I can come home and you'll be here sometimes if you're not at work. And I'll come in and I'll sneak up on you and I can wrap my arms around you and kiss you. And it just feels right, you know? There's nowhere else I'd be, unless I choose. Because everything at this point is so perfect right now. And I swear, if my phone rings or beeps, whatever it is, it's gonna get. I'm gonna kill him. So, for now, I'm just gonna enjoy you looking at me. You're so pretty. Even with your eyes all heavy and half closed. So cute. Don't know what I did to deserve you, but...